Welcome to the Carols of Christmas. Each day leading up to Christmas, I talk about a particular Christmas carol, explaining some of the history and background behind the carol, and then finally I will sing a verse of it for you. Some will be familiar, and some probably not, but they all point us toward the true reason for the season, our Savior, Jesus Christ. My name is Michael D. Young, and today I'd like to talk about Christians Awake, Salute the Happy Morn. This Christmas carol came into being out of the love of a father for his daughter. The father was John Byram, and the daughter was named Dorothy, sometimes also Dolly. For Christmas of 1745, Byram had promised his beloved daughter to write her a song for Christmas, just for her. When she ran downstairs to see her presents on Christmas morning, she found an envelope addressed to her in her father's handwriting. She opened it and found the carol, "Christians Awake, Salute the Happy Morn." The original manuscript still exists, though it is heavily creased, because Dolly was said to have carried it around with her in her pocket so often. The carol later gained a much wider audience when Byram had it published in a newspaper, Manchester Mercury, in 1746. In the paper, the title was simply given as Christmas Day for Dolly. Later, a composer named John Wainwright wrote a hymn tune especially for the text, which he called Yorkshire, which is the tune to which it is usually sung today. Byram helped Charles and John Wesley put together the first Methodist hymn book, and so this hymn was included as part of one of their collections, though it didn't make it into the hymn book itself. It remains a popular carol, especially in England, where it still can be heard in many a religious celebration. And now, a verse of Christians Awake, Salute the Happy Morn.
Christians awake, salute the happy morn, where on the Savior of the world was born. Rise to heart o'er the mystery of love, which hosts of angels chanted from above. With them the joyful tidings first begun, of God incarnate and the Virgin Son.
Thank you for listening. Merry Christmas, and may God bless us, everyone.